as this epic bracha draws to an end, we make a very powerful request of Hashem. We say, Usneinu ayayim v'chol yayim l'cheinu l'chesel rachamim v'necha v'einu reinu. Grant us today and every day grace, kindness, and mercy in your eyes and in the eyes of all who see us. And one of the sources for this is a Medrash, and Bereishis Rabbah, that talks about Yosef when he was working in the house of Potiphar, and he said the following thing. Yosef used to whisper constantly, Tneini l'chein l'chesed rachamim, be'inecha be'inei Potiphar. He asked for grace in Hashem's eyes and in Potiphar's eyes. And Potiphar said to him, what are you doing? What are you whispering? Maybe this is witchcraft. Maybe this is sorcery. And he said, no. I'm davening in front of Hashem that I should find favor in your eyes. As the pasuk says, this is huge. We learn from Yosef that the two go hand in hand. Often, the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees us is the way that we connect and relate to other people and the way they relate to us. It's all one big package. But what is the difference between chen, chesed, rachamim? Rav Schwab explains, chen is commonly translated as grace and favor, but actually, really, it's not that. It means that people should think you're a nice person. Chen is chinam. Yeah, he's a nice guy. We want people to think we're nice. Noach matza chen be'inei Hashem. Noach finds grace in Hashem's eyes. He couldn't even rely on his own merits to be saved. Rather, we want ourselves to find favor in the eyes of Hashem, in the eyes of all people with whom we associate. Rachmim is further. Rachmim is where we ask for compassion for a deserving person. A person that earns HaKadosh Baruch Hu's compassion is deserved of Rachmim. Chesed is somewhere in the middle between Chen and Rachmim. And therefore we're saying whether we deserve it or not, whether we're somewhere in between, Hashem, just grant us kindness and mercy just because we're your children, Hashem. Help us out. This is what we need to survive our day. We are social creatures. If a person's an outcast, if a person has no interaction with others, if he's rejected by others, if he's scorned by others, it's incredibly difficult to succeed in life and to get anything done. We can't be loners, we can't be losers. And that requires that people have a positive view of us. Of course, we can't be beholden to them. And we can't just do things because other people want us to. We have to do them because they're right. And therefore, the two really come together. We have to do what's right in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. Of course we do. But we also hope that it will be Tiferes Lo'Yisev, Tiferes Le'min Adam. That people will see us as being genuine, authentic and sincere people. That will be the kind of people that other people want to be around. There will be a positive influence on others and positively influenced by them too. To be the kind of person that lives a wholesome life, that has healthy relationships with others and with Hashem. And therefore we ask that HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single day, because his interactions are so crucial to us, should give us the Siyata Dishmaya to navigate our relationships well. That they should be positive, they should be warm, they should be healthy, they should be close, they should be constructive. We should find favor in other people's eyes, not groveling to them, but we should be able to interact with them in a positive, healthy way and find favor in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes by doing that which is right.